Boss Man Show, new head coach at the Lafayette Leopards out of the Patriot League, rocking the flat brim fitted hat. It's the one and only Mike Jordan on the show. What's up, Mike? How you doing, brother?
Hey, what's up, my man? Thanks for having me. I appreciate it, baby.
No doubt. Well, man, Mike, let me ask you, man, how does it feel, man, if I get your first head coaching gig? You've been at Colgate, you know, with Coach Langle there for a while, all those years. He's a guest on my show as well, man. And so doing your thing up there, man. So tell me about what he meant to you personally, first of all, and what does it mean to get this job, brother, up at Eastern, man, leading this Lafayette College, man?
This is great, man. It's a great opportunity. When I got into the business of coaching, you know, the goal was to, you know, eventually run my own program and be a head coach. And I'm very fortunate that I got this opportunity, and I'm very excited, you know, for the journey ahead. You know, I'm thankful to the Lafayette community and the Lafayette family for, you know, inviting me and welcome me in with open arms. And again, we're all on this championship journey together. So, you know, I'm hyped, man. I'm ready to go.
No doubt. I saw your press conference. Your president even hyped. Win champion, she was winning already too, man. So the energy was great, man. So talking to your president, she's new as well, but only been here 10 months. So talk about you and her coming together new and kind of having a vision together to make this thing a championship team in the Patriot League going forward, my brother.
Yeah, President Hurd, she's a rock star, man. She gets it. You know, she understands how important athletics are to college as well. She's not we don't have to be an academic school or, you know, athletic school. You know, we can be both, you know, we can be a great academic institution and have great athletics. So, you know, that's, you got a president that's thinking like that, you're already winning. And then, you know, when she's paired with our AD Sharita Freeman, who's also another rock star in this business, you know, the sky's the limits, and they want, you know, again, they're pushing great academics as well as, you know, great athletics. So they, you know, just having the support from those two, it's going to help out a lot. And I think, you know, it's going to help us turn the corner.
No doubt. For you, how'd you go to preparing to be a head coach? Now, I know you're just a coach. You have duties that you're supposed to do, scouts, there are these things, looking at kids' grades. But how'd you prepare yourself mentally to become a head coach, knowing that was your ultimate goal to become one as you are today?
Yeah, well, I was fortunate enough to work, you know, for and with Matt Langle, who allowed his assistance, allowed us to be hands-on, you know, so we did the scouting, we did our own video. And again, we were understaffed. So this is in Power Five where we got video coordinators and other people doing the scouts. We did everything. So I think that's what helped prepare me for this job that I have now, is him allowing us to take ownership of the program and be involved in every aspect of the program. And, you know, that's what I'm going to do with my staff here, is I want them involved and I want them to know how to do everything so that when they get their opportunity, that they're prepared.
No doubt. And for you, Colgate's a small school up in New York there, tough resources. What you all did up there was amazing based on what you all had to deal with, as you said. So for you, what's going to be your ideal Leopard you want to come to Lafayette College there and play for you all and represent your university going forward, my guy?
Yeah, for me, I want tough guys that can compete. You know what I mean? Obviously, the more skilled you are and talented, you know, that'll be great. But we're not going to get the finished product here most times. Guys that are the finished products are going to go higher. So I just want guys that want to be here and that want to work. And whatever their deficiencies are, it's my job as a coach to, you know, to get them better. So I just, again, I want guys that play hard, that work hard, that, you know, fit the Lafayette model as far as able to do the work and, you know, what Lafayette College is all about. Because again, you have to fit that mold as well. So I'm just looking for those type of players.
No doubt. And what's good about you getting hired early is you can actually see what you have to a degree and maybe salvage some kids who might put a name in that portal when the coaching change was made. So how's it been seeing what you have so far? Get to get them on the court, kind of know where you kind of get these guys skill development wise come summertime and into the fall here.
Yeah. You know, we lost our probably our best player. He was our center. He's in the portal. I think he's going to Richmond. So, you know, that was a big blow for us losing him. I think he was an all-league center. Probably, you know, would have been in the voting for a preseason player of the year. So, you know, losing him hurt a little bit. So we got some holes to fill. We got two recruits coming in who I think are gonna really lift our program to another level. And then we got to see. The transfer portal is the transfer portal. As of now, everybody's staying, but who knows what happens next week. You know what I mean? So I just work with, and again, I want people that want to be here. So, you know, we'll continue to work and we'll get better every day. And hopefully, you know, we can be in contention for a championship soon.
No doubt.
And We got our work cut out for us.
But I come into you already, brother. You got me inspired already, brother. I think I'll go play for you 35 years old.
Hey, that's good, man. We got any eligibility, let me know.
I got 1 year left.
I'm trying to get my COVID year so I can play.
I got 1 year remaining. 1 year remaining. Yeah, man. Like, you know, I also kind of go that piece about player development piece, coach. Like, for me, I think that's the part that's not as much talked about in the media, because the spring and summertime is when guys really get better. You can get them on the court individually. Coaches work with those guys. Because, I mean, season time, you're working on scouts for different teams. You know, that's trying to really develop with drill development, going to the gym and getting guys that work ethic to want to go work out on their own without getting told by coach or prodded by somebody, hey, kids, get in the gym, get some shots, let's go and work out skills. So how do you get your young men to understand that is a process to get better? It's summer, fall, spring, all of it is one cycle to make you a better player, to get you where you want to be, whether it be prepared professionally or somewhere over in Europe or something like that, because you can do that if you really put in the time and your work.
Yeah, again, we talk about it all the time. Basketball is a year-round sport, you know. And like you mentioned earlier, during the season and practice, you're working on getting the team better, and you're working on preparing for your opponent. So that's where those individual workouts come in. And again, I want our guys to work out with a coach. So while they're in the gym, we know that they're working on the right stuff. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. A lot of guys work out, but they work on the wrong, you know, they work on the wrong shit. You know what I'm saying? So you're in the gym, but if you're working on the wrong things, you can be in there all you want, and it's not going to pay dividends on the court, and it's not going to help you get better, and it's not going to help the team better, because you might be working on something that I'm not going to allow you to do.
100%.
You know what I mean? So you out there with these trainers doing all these crazy moves that, one, are illegal in college. You can only do those moves in the NBA. It's not gonna translate. So again, that individual workout is great, but also you gotta play. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, the cones don't slide and they don't have arms. And you know what I mean? They don't have legs and they can't follow you and push you and do those things. So while the drill work is great, you got to play. You know what I mean? You got to get in the gym. You got to play. And growing up, we played a lot. You know, we played one-on-one, full court, two-on-two, three-on-three. And that's the things that we did up at Colgate, is we played a lot, you know, with our guys. So I think that's key. You know, the drill skill work is very important. But then you got to play so they can apply that stuff. And that's how I think you build it up. Because, again, you can do those drills on Casper all you want. You know, it's not going to work when somebody gets down in front of you that can lock. So, again, you got to play. You got to do both. You got to do them all. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt. And your league is very good, man. Petra League is tough, man. I know you guys want it, the Colgate, but that league is tough. And I think people don't really watch it because of it's a small league, but it's some quality basketball in that league. You know, you up there, Tavares is up there, Bucknell's always good as well, you know, Lehigh, all you all, it's a tough out, man. Like, talk about the league for those here in Atlanta who don't realize the way I realize it, how good it is, how good you all are. The ball is up there, man.
Yeah, it's a pretty good league. You know, obviously we're not as physical as like the Big Ten and the Big East and those leagues, but I think the league is good because the guys in the league know how to play. And I think because you know, majority of the league, we lack that size and athleticism that we have to rely on our skill and ability to, you know how to play and read and react and things like that. So I think what people don't understand is like we play a good brand of basketball in this league. And because, again, we have to make up for our lack of size and athleticism as far as the league goes. But again, we play a good brand of basketball, good style. It's fun to watch. A lot of teams shoot a lot of threes, you know. So, you know, it's fun to watch. So we got people that love Steph Curry, you know, would love watching our league play.
No doubt. And up there where you at, man, in Eastern, an hour from Philadelphia. So it's a lot of players up your way to find the Northeast corridor. So knowing that you have a lot of area rich of talent, you can find the right fit for your program to make you really happy, knowing you can build this thing and win championships as you all want to.
Yeah, man, it's, you know, it's a great location. And that was one of the things that, you know, excited me about this opportunity is the location. You know, location is key and a lot, especially at our level where, like you said, Philly's an hour away, New York's an hour away, Jersey, some parts are like 15, 20 minutes away, you know what I mean? And then you can get to Delaware and then you can get down some of those kids in the DMV who are willing to come an hour and a half, 2 hours to go to school for the education, you know, and instead of like, you know, it was hard up there sometimes to, up at Colgate to try to get the kids to come out there. And Hamilton's a great place. You know, I've been there for 95% of my coaching career. It's a great little place, but again, it's not for everybody. And a lot of kids have come up there and be like, whoa, you know, because it is, you know, in a super small town, whereas Easton, you know, it's a little different. You got a lot of things surrounding it and it's an hour away from home. So I think that's going to be attractive to some of these recruits that I recruited to come to Colgate, but they were like, coach, I can't do it. You know what I mean? Which is fine, because at the end of the day, it's about them. Mm-hmm. It's about the student athlete and it's about them being comfortable and being able to be comfortable with their decision.
Yeah, that was my problem in college. I'm from Atlanta.
Okay.
You can't get me to go to Martin, Tennessee. Sorry. Or Murray, Kentucky. That ain't happening.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying? So
again, yeah, I remember that back from when I was going through the process. From Atlanta. I've had to be in a city. I can't be in a small college town, nothing town in the South. I'm from Atlanta. You can't get me to do that. I'll be just bored.
That's what I'm saying. So again, yeah. you gotta go where you feel comfortable. And at the end of the day, like I said, it's not about me. It's about the kid.
No doubt.
Where he feels is going to be most comfortable. And again, when you like a place and you want to be there, you tend to do better.
No doubt. I got one more for you, coach.
Yep.
You come to Atlanta. What's your favorite spot to eat down here, brother, when you come down to Atlanta?
You know what, man? When I come down, I like, it's a spot on what's the main strip down there on Peachtree, is what it's called?
Peachtree, yes.
Yeah, Peachtree is a spot that they play live. It's like a restaurant bar and they play live music in the back.
Talking about a Candy's place, old lady gang, or are you talking about something in Buckhead?
I think it's in Buckhead.
Okay, it's a live spot. But
yeah, I know. I can't remember the John right now off the top of my head, but I normally go there every time I come down there. It's a pretty decent joint, and it's not that far from who has the restaurant down there? Not Dana Ross.
Candy Burris or Gladys Knight.
Gladys Knight joint. I go there too.
Yeah.
So those are the two spots that I try to hit when I'm down there. And I can't remember. I don't know why I'm drawing a blank. I gotta ask my wife. What's the spot? Because we go there and we chill and we listen to, they had like a Prince cover band one night, the last time.
Oh, we yes. No that, doubt. SI is on fire.
Yeah,
but coach, I'm going to give you my number offline. So it's how you come to town, okay. Man. I got
all right, you. Yeah, I
got to
hit you up.
Hey, I'll make sure you hit your wife good. Spots. Hey, got you. Raised on the river for your wife. She loves seafood, Copeland's, Papa Do's, of course. We got some soul food spots for you. So Houston's and Buckhead, if you want to take do something fancy with
Houston's,
your wife.
That's what it is. Houston's. That's the one I went to. Houston.
Yeah.
So the other places in Buckhead too, because it's not that far from Houston. I remember I caught the tram from where I was staying at up to Houston.
So yeah, I make sure you and your wife are good when you come to town, man. So I'm gonna get them all off the air here. But Coach, thank you for your time today.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.
I'll be cheering for you, my brother.
All right, thank you. Hopefully we give you something good to cheer for.
No doubt.
All right, family.